Hello everyone, I'm Amanda Balbi, Managing Editor at Consultant360.com. Today I'm joined by the lead author of the December photo quiz, Dr. Iyu Matsumoto, who is a Clinical Assistant Professor in the Department of Internal Medicine, Division of Infectious Diseases at the University of Iowa Carver College of Medicine in Iowa City, Iowa. Thank you for joining me today, Dr. Matsumoto. Can you walk us through your case?
This is 82-year-old man residing in a nursing home who presented to the emergency room with 1 week history of discolored urine in his collection bag. He has a history of BPH, benign prostatic hyperplasia, requiring long-term urinary catheter placement. He also reports having new dysuria. He denies fever, chills, back pain, nausea, or vomiting. His vital signs are stable, and the physical exam is otherwise unremarkable. There is a striking appearance to his urine in the collection bag. His urine appears to have a purplish discoloration while in the catheter and bag, but the color of the urine changes after being removed from the bag and being placed in a specimen cup. These two pictures are available online. Urinary test result was suggestive of pyuria and bacteriuria. Because of this characteristic appearance, he's instantly diagnosed with purple urine bag syndrome.
And what causes purple urine bag syndrome, and is it a common condition?
Purple urine bag syndrome, I would just call PUBS, P-U-B-S, is first described in 1978. This is a phenomenon associated with bacterial urinary tract infection in persons with indwelling urinary catheters. This is very rare, maybe relatively rare. There are approximately 10 new cases each year reported to PubMed. For example, New England Journal of Medicine published one case in 2007, and the JAMA had one case in 2012, respectively. Although PUBS has been reported as rare, its prevalence has been estimated to be from 8 to 16% in patients with long-term urinary catheters. Risk factors include older age, female gender, chronic constipation, dementia, and a high bacterial load in the urine. The bacterial pathogens most often associated with this condition are gram-negative enteric rods, such as E. coli and the Krebsera species. The pathogenesis of PUBS is a little bit complicated. It begins with the metabolism of tryptophan by gastrointestinal tract bacteria, which eventually leads to the formation of two pigments. One is indigo, and the second is indirubin in the urine. The combination of indigo, which is blue, and the indirubin, which is red, causes the purple discoloration. It is important to note that the discoloration results from an interaction between urine and the urine bag or plastic tubing. That's why the bag and the tubing are purple and the urine itself is yellow.
And how is PUBS treated?
First of all, the prognostic implication of PUBS has been controversial. Earlier, it has been thought to be a benign condition, but there are a number of reports cases have required therapeutic intervention. Therefore, PUBS is not always benign, and some patients need treatment for catheter-associated urinary tract infection or urosepsis. To date, there is no consensus on the management. Regarding our case, in the presence of new UTI-like symptoms, the patient's long-term urinary catheter was exchanged. He was started on nitrofurantoin 100 mg twice a day for 10 days. Urinary culture grew Krebsera pneumonia, enterococcus species, and staphylococcus aureus. His dysuria resolved shortly after starting antibiotic. Then he was lost to follow up afterwards.
Thank you again for speaking with us today, and we look forward to your future work with Consultant.
Thank you very much.